education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Tonight, obviously, I did not win that $241 million in the Powerball lottery. Boy, a lot of people sure played. I know we have a ton of listeners in Iowa. That's where the ticket came from, an Iowa grocery store. And certainly the biggest lottery winner to date from that particular state anyway. How exciting is that? Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Someone can boast that they won the Powerball. Winning numbers were 7, 10, 14, 33, 57, and the Powerball was 18. But that's old news. The big news is the power struggle over 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And it happened in Ohio. The president and the man who wants to be president were speaking at the same time, not at the same venue, not in the same city, but kind of close anyway. And that's where we begin here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, once again. So Mitt Romney focuses on the economy and the fact that it's in the crapper, while the president says things are okay in the private sector, trying to take that remark back from a week and a half ago and move forward. Talking about the GOP agenda and that this isn't the right path to take, that Romney's view and voting for Romney would be a waste. It'd be like voting for George W. Bush all over again. Wow. I thought Bush and Obama were friends, but it's a blame it on the other administration kind of couple of days, and that's what happened in Ohio. Interesting that they both happened to be there. Not a surprise that Ohio is on the menu since it's one of the coveted areas, one of the big swing states, Ohio, Florida, right in the mix there. Wisconsin for the Republicans because it's not necessarily such a layup anymore for the Democrats. That could mean more electoral votes for Romney. I've said it before, but just tuck this number away for me. Do me a favor. 270 to 290, that's what Romney's looking for. 290 puts him over the top. You hear lower numbers, people are predicting, oh, 230. Forget about it. He's not even close. Not even close. Voter IDs. And the fact that in this country there is so much outrage and name-calling over people in states, legislatures, who think you should have to have an ID, you should be a citizen, in other words, to vote in the country. There are some that say this is definitely pointed, aimed nastily at minorities. But we have an African-American, Bishop Ned, who spent most of his life in D.C. and went to see the U.N., was part of a group that went to the U.N. to talk about the ridiculousness of the NAACP's push to have the United Nations look into voter fraud. That's coming up round the bend here on ATN. Listen to his take on how it cheapens what African Americans did to get the right to vote. And this is, to my point, it's from different eyes, a different point of view. It's the same thing I'm saying, though. Why can't we all just vote the way we're supposed to vote as an American citizen? It's one of our rights. It's one of our privileges. In fact, I like the word privilege better. Because we don't have people with machine guns telling us how to vote. We're not stuffing the ballot box, supposedly. I mean, that's the problem. This is akin to stuffing the ballot box in a way, because you're using dead people, you're using dirty rolls to have elections. And this is part of the problem of let's purge the names that shouldn't be here from Florida movement, that now in Florida they're facing a lawsuit from the Department of Justice over purging the voter rolls, that they can't purge the voter rolls especially it's just too close to the election. Well, it's 5 months away. I would think that anybody listening to me who was part of the election process would want the best, cleanest election they could have, of course. You know what a nightmare it is for people who work in these precincts and they're scared to death they're going to make a mistake because they want it to go well. They don't want to be, they don't want the 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock news to come on and they say, well, X amount of precincts reporting, there seem to be some problems at whatever. And then people try to find out what happened at that particular polling place. They, of course not. No, smooth. They want it as smooth as possible. Who right now listening to this show would say, well, I just think anyone who's on this soil should vote. I mean, of course, it discourages people from voting. It's ridiculous. But we'll talk about that next with Bishop Ned. Love his perspective, and you'll hear it, too, moments from now. In the meantime, coming up the rest of this hour, we're going to look at a couple of different things. We're going to even move into a little bit of a sports shorts because there's some big things going on. The NBA Finals, some of you I know are Hoop fans. The Heat hangs on. They even their series, rather, with the Thunder, won a piece. Tiger Woods at the U.S. Open shoots a 69, but is he leading the field? Oh, I know some of you out there are groaning. Oh, she's going to say something about golf. It's so boring. I can't stand watching it on TV. It's our U.S. Open, so of course I'm going to say something about it. And it's all about celebrating in Los Angeles because, after all, they've won a Stanley Cup. They barely know what to do. They're not used to winning a Stanley Cup. In 4 decades, they hadn't sniffed the Stanley Cup. Well, I shouldn't say that. They had had some close runs at it, but they never were able to close the deal. The Kings finally do that, so the people are excited. We're going to let you hear what some of the people had to say about Los Angeles winning the Stanley Cup. Do you think we're in a recession? Do you think we've turned a corner? Or do you think we're sliding backwards? Those are the only options. A lot of economists are saying there's no doubt that we got a global recession, and the warning signs, the flags are everywhere. And the U.S. is right in the middle of it. We are standing looking at the abyss. We're standing on the shelf looking at the abyss and sliding backwards, in my opinion. The Eurozone economy on its hind legs. Greece looking for an exit, although they got some decent news today. Job growth, bad for 3 months, terrible, slipping. Retail sales, down. Factory orders, down. 2 straight months. Real incomes, flat. People aren't getting raises. Household wealth, underwater. What did we say? Almost 40% in the last 3 years. And the GDP, 1.9% in the first quarter, that's terrible. The second quarter, they say it might be worse. So, business sales, profits a little bit better. GDP, profits falling. Got to watch that. Got to watch what's happening. We're going to talk about it in dollars and cents coming up a little bit later this hour. But next, we go to the Bishop. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 14th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 16.2080. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 16.6138, 8.3069 for a half ounce, or 4.1534 for a quarter ounce. That's 16.6138, 8.3069, and 4.1534.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is a big deal and very disappointing. United Nations, right now, the United Nations has no plans to investigate U.S. voter ID laws. Now, check this out. Delegations from the Black Conservative Project 21 went before the United Nations to support voter integrity safeguards and counter the NAACP request. That's their words, and good for them for doing it. And so this delegation goes. They meet Thursday with the United Nations officials. And joining us now, we have Bishop Neb with us. He's from the Chesapeake and Northeast the Episcopal Missionary Church. That's a mouthful. It sounds like a great place, though. He is definitely a veteran of Washington politics. He's also, by the way, a freelance consultant on healthcare issues and the honorary chairman, I love this, of In God We Trust. Look it up, ingodwetrust.org. And it was a group formed to oppose anti-religious bigotry. So, Bishop Neb, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk about the United Nations and the fact that they're not investigating the voter ID, U.S. voter ID laws. How did that make you feel initially when you started to hear about this?
Well, initially, we saw the press reports that the NAACP put out. They had gone, a delegation of some of their top VIPs had flown over to Geneva, Switzerland, and they met with the Human Rights Council over there to talk about what they were terming voter suppression in the United States. Now, again, keep in mind, they're meeting with the Human Rights Council. The Human Rights Council, they're the ones that are in charge of overseeing atrocities going on in Syria and Congo and women's female genital mutilation and all these other weighty issues. And they go to Geneva, Switzerland to talk to the Human Rights Council about what they term voter suppression. Their definition of voter suppression was some of the states in the United States are requiring people to have identification to go vote in their polling places on election day.
So we found
out about this, and we sent a request to go meet with some of the officials in New York. We don't have the money to fly over to Switzerland, like they do. But we met with a fairly important gentleman over there, the Assistant Secretary General for Human Rights. And, you know, we stated our case to him. And he was, a couple of things happened when we were there. One, he was surprised by the fact that we were coming to meet with him because, you know, again, in the view of all of the things that the Human Rights Council has to deal with, you know, this doesn't even pop up on the radar screen. But then the other issue that was involved here was the fact that African Americans, for a long time in the history of this country, fought, died, suffered all sorts of indignities for the right to vote. And the same zeal that was involved and required for African Americans to get and exercise their right to vote, that same diligence and zeal should be used to protect the voting process in the United States.
I so agree. And why is it that we keep hearing, you know, we'll see these reports and it'll be pounded back to us that, oh, this is wrong, the Justice Department, we're going to sue because this is taking advantage of minorities. And you just spelled it out for us. For all the African Americans who died, who pushed, who embraced the right to vote, who legally are in the country, etc., obviously, why would we want to eliminate the importance of that? I don't understand.
Well, you're absolutely right. It makes no sense. You know, in this modern day and age, especially in the post-9/11 world, you need identification to do just about anything in society. You need to get on a plane. You need to get on a train. You needed to cash a check, open a bank account, and to go into most office buildings in major cities. I find it hard to believe that someone could show up on their polling place on election day and not have some form of valid identification to identify that they are actually who they say they are.
And don't you think voter ID safeguards anyway have a lot of support from most people? In the African-American communities, isn't there support for that?
Well, I think there is support for that, and there should be support for that.
Yep.
We've seen all sorts of valid ballot integrity questions raised over just in the last few months in Wisconsin, where more than 100% of the people who were eligible to vote voted. Someone just in Washington, D.C., just a couple of weeks ago in their primary, a white gentleman, significantly shorter than Eric Holder, walked into Eric Holder's polling place and asked for his ballot.
There you go.
Election. there are a lot of municipalities and states in this country that are infamous for voter fraud, vote manipulation. You know, Chicago, Philadelphia, New York, the entire state of Louisiana, and there are others. And, you know, a lot of these places take great pride in the fact that they've manipulated elections. This should be cause for concern, not cause for to say, well, you know what, we don't want to disrupt things the way they are.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's just like being like an ostrich and burying your head in the sand, basically. What was the reaction? What did you get out of the UN staff? How did you feel about the conversation?
Came away from the meeting with a really good feeling. Because, again, we appreciate the Assistant Secretary General taking time to meet with us on this issue. But, again, you know, he was surprised that he had not seen the report from the NAACP, and he was not even aware that some of his colleagues had met with the NAACP in Geneva, which tells me a couple of things. One, that, you know, the information didn't get passed up the channel. But also, by the same token, you know, one of the things that I stressed to him, and I mentioned it earlier, was that in terms of the scope of things that the Human Rights Council has to address, you know, if you were to put together a list of the top 100 things that they should probably be focusing on, this issue would not be in the top 1,000.
I agree. So why is it there in the first place?
Well, I think it was the NAACP just trying to grab some headlines and maybe pick up some nice Swiss chocolates and maybe a watch or two.
I like that, definitely. The of things that you've come across, and I mentioned some of your work, obviously other things that you do, and the great group that you formed to oppose anti-religious bigotry. So you know about that. I mean, you know that there's only X amount of hours in a day, and there's things that you have to drill down and focus on, and that's why, I think to me, that's why that was so shocking when I saw that, to be sure. So now it's just a wait-and-see thing, isn't it?
It is a wait-and-see thing, and If nothing happens, then I guess the desired outcome will have been met.
Yeah, so we'll see. We don't know. If nothing happens, like you said, then the desired outcome's met, and that's it. So we won't necessarily know anything official, let's say.
Yeah, I suspect that we won't hear anything official. I'm sort of waiting, you know, probably in the next few days, sometime early next week. I'm sure the NAACP will come out with some new statement on this issue. But, you know, this is a dead issue. It should be a dead issue, and hopefully this is the end of it. And again, you know, the audacity also, keep in mind the audacity of the NAACP going to the United Nations and having them investigate the United States. There are also other issues involved in that.
Yeah, and with the NAACP, you know, a group that over the years has helped many people, but now has turned in a much different direction on some things, and certainly this is one of them. Overall, when you look at the organization doing that, do you think it's just politicking? This has just become so political now?
Well, it is. You know, they're struggling trying to maintain an identity and maintain relevance in the current political climate and the current political debate that's going on in the country.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. When you look at this, no matter what, I always say this, Bishop, no matter what your stripes are, I mean, don't we all want clean elections? Don't we all want people that have fought for the vote to get that vote? That's why we live in such a great country.
Well, exactly.
Isn't that the name of the game?
We want a fair and valid process.
Yeah.
You know, the guy that I want to win the election isn't always going to win. And, you know, we want a fair process regardless. Yes, it's nice when my guy wins, but how much suffering and damage is caused when the process is corrupted?
Yeah. I mentioned that you were a veteran of Washington politics, and people always want to try to label, are things nastier now than before in all the years that you've seen things shake out in Washington, or no, it's just our perceptions of it?
I think things tend to be a little nastier now. You know, when I sort of left the Hill officially and went into the private sector for a while before I went to seminary, it seems that things had gotten pretty nasty, and it seems like things are continuing to decline. You know, but also, again, there's a lot more at stake than there was when I was sort of actively involved in the activities of Washington. You know, the economy's much worse off than it was. There's a significant moral decline, you know, especially with the president coming out recently in support of gay marriage. So, you know, there's an economic decline. There's a moral decline. You know, the morale of this country is probably at an all-time low. And, you know, we've got international issues as well to deal with.
Yeah, I agree. Bishop Ned, thanks so much for coming on the show. We'd love to have you on again.
I would love to be on again. Thank you so much for having me.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Person on the radio station say, oh, take cover. We have reports from our eyes in the sky that baseball-sized hail is raining down in your neighborhood. They talk about wherever it is. Baseball-sized hail. I used to think that was ridiculous exaggeration when people said baseball-sized. You know, I never saw hail until I moved to Texas. Mother Nature How could we ever have an America Tonight where we're not talking about Mother Nature rearing her ugly head? For those of you listening in the Southeast, like in Kentucky, and you talk about the floods and the things that happened there, I'm telling you, folks, you have never lived through anything until you've lived through crazy hail storms. Why? Because it is like a scene from a disaster movie. It does sound like freight trains that are coming right through your house. And then when it's all over, you look outside and you realize, oh, my roof is dented. My car, the windows are broken. This is bad. And that's what happened. In fact, I want to let you hear what some people had to say about that Texas hail the other day.
This is the biggest hailstorm I have ever witnessed in my life. Oh my gosh. This hail is ginormous.
Did you hear that banging? Boop, 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 boop. That was hail. I mean, it's brutal. Just chunks of ice falling from the sky. Ever have your car pelted by hail? Ever get that hail damage? Let me tell you, I lived about 20 miles maybe from where the hail broke windows, smashed into roofs and cars and everything else. And it was bad stuff. Even a report of a tornado. Yeah. Unlucky for some, depending on where they were driving. Because that's the deal. If you're driving or you left your car outside, hail hits, your car's undrivable, you got broken glass, and maybe grass, because there was one golf course where they literally are on their hands and knees going through every hole because there's just chunks of dirt. Because we're talking about a baseball smashing down into the ground, ruining the course. But for a lot of people, the cars are just totaled because of the amount of hail damage. I did have hail damage to a car once in Texas. It was golf ball size hail, and it was shocking. It's like somebody had just punched little divots in every single area of the car. It was like pimples. That's what it was. It was pimpled and dimpled and looked terrible. And insurance paid for it, of course. But it was thousands of dollars. It was thousands. It was like $4,000. It was crazy. Somebody told me, oh, you should just, somebody who wanted thought I should run a scam, which of course I wouldn't do, just take the money and just get somebody down in the mechanical section of town, let's say. And that's how they described it to me, the mechanic section of town, and have them take a hammer and, you know, one of those huge mallets, I guess, really, and bang out the dimples. What are you, crazy? That's going to make the car look good? No. And I don't think so. But they're talking about how much damage was done, and they're saying $400 million, exceeding. So think about that. Like, you might be driving around right now listening to me saying, who cares about some hail? No, we're talking about a hailstorm that might exceed 400 million. I'm sure it's going to exceed 400 million because the pounding that not just cars took, but houses and all kinds of things, historic areas, I mean, just slammed. Well, you got these big holes and you think you got to repair them. What are you going to do? It's one thing if it's a dime. It's one thing even if it's a golf ball. It's another thing when we're talking about, geez, you're halfway to a basketball. You're halfway to a basketball. Oh, and I was out when all that was happening, but nowhere in the area of where the hail came down. Oh, that'll make it a rough weekend, won't it? I got to rent a car. I got to get that car over to get the estimate. Got to go and take it in and have the hail damage taken out of it. And seriously, anybody listening to the show right now that's had to weather hail damage, do you ever have hail damage to anything? I'm serious, growing up in the East, living in a lot of different places, I never heard of really that kind of hail damage. I used to think that people were exaggerating when they said the hail, that they were so excited about the hail and that, yeah, you could hear it coming down and everything, but it was exaggerated at the size of it. Clearly, when you heard the girl talking about the storm, all that pounding noise, that was hail that you were hearing. You could hear the hail coming through, bleeding through onto the microphone, just to give you an idea of just how potent that hail was. I mean, nasty stuff. Let's go to Jay, who's listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Jay, you ever have hail damage to any of your rigs or your house or anything?
Actually, yes, I did. down there in Tennessee, just towards the end of last year, we had baseball-sized hail. And actually, my semi-truck is fiberglass, so I had no damage to my semi-truck.
Whoa.
But my car, it's been a long time since I've been to a body shop, obviously. I seen the hail damage. I'm like, yeah, we got a $500 deductible. You know what? It's probably even going to be worth getting fixed or taking in. Well, my wife finally talked me into taking it in for an estimate. $6,800.
Oh.
And the insurance company wrote me a check for $6,300. Said, here you go. They didn't even care if I got it fixed or not. They just wrote me a check. So I did have some hail damage. And you were asking where we're at in the economy. The best way I could describe it is we're in a car that's stuck in the mud up to the frame, and every time you hit the gas, a wheel just spins, and we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, I like your description better than mine. Yeah, we're stuck. We can't get. No one's giving us a push either. Nobody's getting out to push.
We got to take the mud out from under the frame.
Oh, nasty. It's so true. We really are. We're bogged down. We are bogged down, and we got hail damage just to boot. No question about it. Jay, thanks for calling. Glad that you called us. Yeah. So you heard Jay, $6,800 on his. There was $4,000, I think, on mine. In fact, actually, we had two cars that were damaged. One, and it's sad, one was a brand new car. I mean, it was like a month old, and one was older, but, I know it's cars can be fixed. But just like Jay, the whole rigmarole that you have to go through, and then thinking you go, and I was the same as him. I didn't really know much of what to expect. And when they said that figure, I was stunned. So you can imagine that there are some places where you could get a job right now in Dallas if you can fix hail damage. Come on down. Because honestly, the body shops are overwhelmed. I mean, overwhelmed with the amount of cars that have come. And they say like 12,000 people at least had cars that were hit. They don't even know. They think it's more than that. I mean, of course, if you have a $400 million figure, it's got to be high. And I said, I mean, really shattered windows. Besides the dents all over the place, the shattered windows, crazy. Hey, speaking of Dallas, just for grins, I happened to see this, so I thought I'd throw it out. Remember the days of J.R. Ewing? Perhaps some of you saw it in reruns or watched it the first time around. Remember, I was a kid. I used to beg my mom to watch the show. I don't know why. I was fascinated with the whole Larry Hagman, I guess. He was so good. It was so nasty what went on in those J.R. Ewing years. They have a new Dallas on TNT. 6.9 million viewers watched. So number one scripted debut is what they're calling it, you know, because there's a script with it. So I think it's because of the fact that people want, you know, are thinking back to when they used to watch it. So, hey, Hagman's in it, and there's some other familiar faces, Patrick Duffy. So we're going to go back and we're going to watch it because we are thirsting for nostalgia. Plus, that was the go-go 80s. Imagine the pocket change Jay was carrying around. Maybe the rest of you were flush during those years of JR and Bobby and Sue Whelan and South Fork and all the schemes and betrayals and nasty secrets. Yes. All right, hang with us because we are making that final turn as we head for the finish line. I'm going to tell you about a sweet... I didn't say that right. Now, let me try that again. I'm going to tell you about a sweet deal that we have going down with Extendivite. And we're going to mix in a few other things as well, including the sounds of the Stanley Cup. Hang with us.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Are you still a traditional smoker?
Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In 1965, this is the sound. Come on, one more time, one more time, one more time. Fantasy, metal drag. Papa's got a brand new bag. Come to mama, and take your fantasy. And your fantasy is fine and spooky. Papa's got a brand new bag.
All right, I have some brand new numbers to talk about. Hey, tonight. I've been talking about Extendivite. I was looking up some dates. I've been talking about Extendivite. I'm terrible on dates, by the way. I don't know about the rest of you, but doesn't it seem like all the days just slam together? They do. All the days slam together, even though I have a calendar right in front of my face. I know it was Flag Day. I love Flag Day. That was the 14th. We're heading into the weekend. So the bottom line is I know the days of the week. It's just the dates. The dates fly by so fast. But it's been over 2 months that I've been doing this Extendivite thing. And I've said this before, but I'll say it again. There was no pressure or nothing that really prompted me necessarily to jump on Extendivite other than the fact that my pal who knew Don Wiskin and had repped him, told me about Extendivite and said, hey, they're going to send you some product and you should try it, you know, with your family history and all that other sort of stuff with heart problems. Because I had a grandfather that died before he was 40, and You know, there's something about family. It's like you go through those old albums and the family tree thing is so big now. That's why Ancestry.com is taken off, because everybody wants to know, where did I come from? Where did my, what did my great-great-grandfather do? And how did we end up getting here to America? Or how many generations do we go back? Whatever it is. But it was hard to trace the Delaneys back, because so many of the men had died off, and actually the women too eventually, but the men early from heart attacks. So Extendivite, what it did for me was, this was the key thing. I didn't really know my blood pressure numbers. I had had my blood pressure taken. Even, isn't it strange, you go to the dentist now and they take your blood pressure, I guess because they've had people that have died in it's rare, but have died in a dental chair. So to cover themselves off, they want to make sure that, you know, you're not going to be one of those people. But the bottom line is, I found out my blood pressure, no kidding, was right on that line, on that high blood pressure line, like right at 150 over 90. 150 over 90, so not good. Dumped down to 120 over 75. In fact, when I did it, I thought I did it wrong. I had to do it a couple of times, and that's huge after just a couple of months. And my cholesterol numbers weren't great either, and I didn't know that, except for that I had it taken for life insurance, and then I saw that drop too dramatically. So I saved money on a life insurance policy. Extendivite has that familiar theme. Do we have that theme? Ba-da-da-da. I can't do it. There it is.
With Extendivite.
Sweet. That's a better sweet. So here's a scoop. For the first couple of people that order it after hearing this, I'm extending it because I've already gotten reaction. I've already gotten 4 people who sent me something in. They've been listening to what I've been saying about Extendivite. And for the next 4 people who get Extendivite, I'm going to send you a copy of The Last Ride. It's the Hank Williams story. The motion picture comes out in August, and there's 23 great cuts on it. It's a soundtrack. It's amazing. It's not even out anywhere yet. I don't think it'll be out, it might be on iTunes, I'm not sure, but it's not out until, the movie's not even out till August, and I'm not even quite sure that it's on iTunes yet, but I'll send you a copy of that. It's sweet. And also Level the Playing Field, my book, Balls, Brats, and Other BS. I will send you a copy of it. So don't hesitate, go to Heart Drop. Let me enunciate that, since I got a couple of different emails from people who thought I was saying something else. Heart Drop. You know, your heart and drop. Get it, like my blood pressure and cholesterol numbers did, which is very clever if you think about it, on Don Wiskin's part, the guy who created Extendivite. So heartdrop.com, heartdrop.com, 877-928-8822, And once you order that, just send me your slip so I know, or have Babs send me a note that you got Extendivite, and I'll make sure that I get all that other stuff out to you as well. But the key thing is, really, I'm just doing that for fun. The key thing is that the Extendivite does work. I am living proof of it. My doctor, Dr. Marcus, I swear he didn't believe me the first time I told him. What are you doing, kid? What's going on? Are you walking that dog? What's happening? So, speaking of leveling the playing field, that's exactly what the Kings did to the Devils, winning the Stanley Cup in '96. The fans were just giddy with excitement. Who knew that the people in California really embraced the Kings? They like front runners. But here's some of the sounds of the people overjoyed by the Stanley Cup.
If I had the Stanley Cup for a day, I would probably take it to my old high school, where I was the only girl who liked hockey, and I would tell them, see, it's finally ours. It's finally ours.
I'm very excited. I've been waiting 21 years for this. Yeah, go Kings!
Whew, 21 years. And it was even longer than that. And the comment she made about the Stanley Cup, what happens with the Stanley Cup is everybody on the team that wins gets to spend some time with the cup, and they do all kinds of strange things with it. Take a bath, drop it in pools, eat popcorn out of it, I don't know, all kinds of strange things. The Stanley Cup is so dented in one area of it. It's pretty cool, the Stanley Cup, but I love the tradition that the team gets it and they can do whatever they want, and then they have to ultimately give it back. But Martin Brodeur, actually, the goaltender of the Devils, at one point when they won the Stanley Cup, he took it to the movies. He took it to the movies, took it around all over the place, New Jersey, but he took it to the movies and dumped tons of popcorn, buttery popcorn, in and ate popcorn out of it and was feeding popcorn to the people in the movie theater. That'd be pretty cool, though, to say, hey, I went to see whatever the movie was. I don't know what the movie was, but I went to go see whatever movie, and guess who was there? Yeah, Brodeur was there, and he let us eat popcorn out of the cup. How cool is that? All right, this is very uncool. I'm going to say Anna Wintour, who is like an ice pop, but is a rock star in the fashion industry, is all in when it becomes everything Obama. So she makes no bones about it. She's going to raise as much money as possible for the prez to get him elected again. What she's done is she did some fundraising at Oprah Winfrey's Harpo Studios, because they're still up in Chicago, and she called it the Runway to Win collection. She's got, I'm not kidding you, Obama-themed clothes and accessories to go along with it by other designers, that some who are favorites of the First Lady Michelle Obama. The tickets were like $150 or something, then $1,000 for the VIP package, blah, blah, blah. And then the list went on from there. But the Runway to Win line is you can buy the stuff. You got bags and tops and whatever for under $100. And she's ramping up her visibility and trying to help the president with the reelection effort. And they're hoping to raise a whole bunch of money. At this fundraiser, they raised over $500,000. Runway to Win. Are you kidding me? Runway to Win. Anybody interested in that? And then, by the way, Sarah Jessica Parker held her own fundraiser. And this time, the asking price, ready for this? $40,000 to join Parker at her house with Barack and Michelle Obama. I wasn't invited. Were you invited to that shindig? Any thoughts on the show, send it to me, americatonight.net.